The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
Ever since the vaccine mandate came into force, there's been a lot of talk about who hasn't had the jab. But I want to give a quick shout out to some people who have. This week, the remote Aboriginal community of Beagle Bay in the Kimberley reached a first dose rate of 104%. Now, I know what you're thinking. How could they possibly have more than 100%? Here's the thing. Not only are the locals in this community of 360 people getting the jab, they are doing a great job of ensuring anyone who visits Beagle Bay rolls up their sleeve while they're there. 90% of locals in Beagle Bay are fully vaxxed, which is pretty amazing. It's even more impressive when you consider only 37% of WA's Indigenous population has been double jabbed. Other towns in the Kimberley region are also doing pretty well. Bidjadanga, for example, is sitting at 85% first dose, and Broome itself has good rates of first doses too. But there are still massive challenges ahead when it comes to vaccinating Indigenous West Aussies. Misinformation is rife in remote communities, and distrust is very real. There's no doubt the state and federal governments have not done enough to target this cohort. Thankfully, that's starting to change, but it'll take a while for things to improve. Let's just hope COVID cooperates with this timeline, because there are only two options once it gets in. The first is to shut down access to these communities and seal them off from the outside world, which is far from ideal. The other option is even worse. Keep the communities open and COVID could be catastrophic. At the risk of stating the obvious, that means the best way forward is vaccination. So that's why we need to celebrate the success of Beagle Bay, because lives literally depend on it.